Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. In this Tuesday's teaching, Bishop Dag will continue to share wisdom on how you can gain financial ascendancy. Giving is a master key to gaining financial control, and today Bishop Dag will challenge you to open your eyes to recognize your level of giving and how you can improve what you currently give back to God. Today's message will also touch on the laws of giving and how to ensure that you are sowing into the house of God effectively in order to reap a good harvest. Listen and be blessed.
Father, thank you for this amazing time in your presence. Guide us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Tonight is a short Bible lesson. And I know that you are blessed in the short Bible lessons. You like short Bible lessons? All right. Now, financial ascendancy. All right. And that is control of money. Influence over money. I believe that Jesus demonstrated 7 times this great power. All right. Number one, the feeding of the 5,000. He demonstrated that when he needs bread for 5,000, he'll get it. Amen. And that's not a problem. And then the feeding of the 4,000. All of these are found in Matthew 16. Jesus said to them in verse 6, "Take heed." And they reasoned. And he said, "Do you not remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up." You are supposed to take note of all these little provisions of the Lord. And you are supposed to take note that in the church, God has blessed this commission, this ministry, this mission with the grace to even build in other people's countries. So you should notice it. And when Lot followed Abraham, Lot was not called, but by following Abraham, every good thing that happened to Abraham fell on him as well. And all his problems, Lot's problems, came when he thought he was his own man. And which comes by being with someone who is called to a special calling like an apostle. Because there are differences in callings. If you take Apostle Paul, nobody told Paul what to do. Do this, do this, do this, do this. But Timothy was told, preach this, treat younger ladies like this, treat rich people like this, treat older people like this, study your doctrine, study to be approved, you know, and so on. So, all ministers are not the same. You get what I'm saying? So, Abraham and Lot were not the same, even though they are all names in the Bible. You get what I'm saying? And so Lot benefited from being along with Abraham. But when he separated from Abraham, then he found out that it was the grace that was on Abraham. Abraham had been called to be a father of many nations and a blessing to the whole world. It was something that God had called him to, God had given to him. You know, so when Lot separated from him, then he ended up in Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, the next time we heard of him, he was being raped by his daughters. You know? And then the next time we heard of him, his wife was turned into a pillar of salt. And all his belongings were burnt. So, it was Abraham again who came to rescue him. You know, had an army. Abraham had a private army. And he used his private army to rescue Lot. I'm saying this so that you remember this, because when you stay with anyone, after some time, you get to think, you don't know that your soul is speaking to yourself. So like the soul said, what shall I do? I shall break my bands, and I shall bring more, and I shall say, soul, thou hast many things laid up. Huh? Take thine ease. Do you see? Eat. And then you don't realize that you are speaking to yourself. And that these thoughts are new thoughts going on in your mind. And you must remember that thoughts are demons. That's why the Bible says we cast down imaginations. And I'm saying that this is a common thought that comes when you are around something great for some time. You just sort of think that it's natural. And you don't appreciate that it is being with something that is helping you. Not that you are anything in that sense. And it's important for us to know these differences. You know, when I started in the ministry, it was actually my wife who pointed that out to me. Because when I started at Legon, I felt, you know, we are all called, we are all ministers, everybody is called. I remember she gave me that advice many, many years ago, that there is a Paul and there is a Timothy. Yeah. Because I was not sure of myself that, look, everybody is called, everybody should do what he's doing. But I remember many years ago at Legon, she pointed that scripture out to me, that there's a Paul, there's Paul's and there's Timothy's. Timothy's are told what to do. Paul's are not told what to do. Yeah. So it gave me confidence that maybe I'm a Paul. And I'm writing books and telling what to be done in the church. Are you there? All right. Don't let me say something bad. So let's go on. All right? So, then Jesus showed his power over money by sending his disciples to ministry with an instruction not to take money. And when they came back, he asked, did you need money when you went? No, we didn't need money. You see now? All the money you got and the help you got, I organize it. Yes. So that's control of money. Hallelujah. Amen. Ascendancy. And then the provision of the money in the fish's mouth. Again, a demonstration of control of money, which is moving around. You are receiving that control. And then the net that broke when Jesus was there in Luke 5. He was walking there with full of fish to break a net. Now, a fishing net is not a mosquito net. I mean, those who know nets, are you with me? It's not a mosquito net. So I wouldn't expect a fishing net to break just like that. And then I wouldn't expect a boat to sink. Let's be serious. It must be very, 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 very heavy. So you are expected to notice when wealth gets to a certain point, when provision comes. And there is no need to heap up things and to pile up things. Oh, I'm just saving for a rainy day. My pastor in England used to say, you are saving for a rainy day, you'll have a rainy day. That's what he used to say. You are saving for a rainy day, you see, you'll have a rainy day. You know, a rainy day means like you are saving for a crisis. So when the crisis comes, you have this savings to fight the crisis. So he said, you are saving for a rainy day. You will have the rainy day. That's what he used to say. So, and then finally, the provision of a house, a room, and food for the Last Supper. A man who doesn't own a house is having houses to use. So, many people feel they have to own things. Now, I want to say something. If you are living in a house that you say you own, I prove it to you that you don't own it. You are leasing it. Because how many years will you stay there? How many years will you stay in that house? How old are you? Okay. How old are you? How old are you? How old are you? 50. And you are going to live for how long? Let us say you are able to cross 70 with ease. That means that you are using the house. Let's say you die shortly after you cross 70 with ease. Say, let's say 71. It means that, and you have 20 years lease on the house. After that, somebody else is going to come and renovate and say, this place are not good. You should change all here. This is an old design. This is an old, you know, those old, the olden days people, this is how they built. Not more than, you know, so even though these days they sell land 50 years lease and so on, you would think that it's short, but rarely do people have the privilege of living in a house for 50 years. This is quite unlikely, if you'll be honest. Now, even the person you are married to, let's face it, it's a temporary lease. It's true. The person was somewhere before you came. Life before you. Then you've also come. Life with you. And then life after you. Yes. So, our mind of permanence is just a delusion. Do you see? It's just a delusion. Yes. So, brothers and sisters, it is important for you to see that Jesus was teaching us that he has control and doesn't really need to own anything. Amen. Now, financial control of money is heavily connected to one verse in the whole Bible. There's one verse in the Bible that links us to all levels of control of money. All right? Do you want to know the one verse? I thought it's just a short Bible lesson. Luke 6:38. Luke 6:38. Give, this is the words of Jesus Christ, the one who said there's heaven and hell. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. Unless he's lying. You know, and if there's a mistake here, there could be a mistake about salvation too, because what he said, you know, about Lazarus and the rich man, it's just a few chapters away from this in Luke 15. So if there's a mistake here, then there's a mistake there. And if there's a mistake there, there's a mistake about Christ even being the Son of God, and there's a mistake about this, and there's a mistake about salvation. Everything is a problem. The forgiveness of your sins is a serious question. So the one who said, all right, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. This is showing the controls of money. So the controls of money are revealed in this verse. And that money is controlled by giving and receiving. And giving and receiving through men. That's how all this control comes. Do you see? Yes. And as usual, it's as simple as seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added. It's as simple as that. And it's one of the verses that are so simple, the simplicity of Christ, yet not really believed. Uh-huh. So it is important that you and I and everybody, especially I'm speaking to pastors, you must believe in giving and sowing seeds. Yes. Because it is the way to gain control over money. Yeah. It's by giving and by learning to give. Do you see? Now, let me just tell you one thing before, because I may forget. The reason why it's difficult to give, or one of the things that can set you free in giving, is this one master key, which I gave to, I think, some a lay movement group that I met in Manila once. You see, when you are giving something to your child, you never consider that you are giving. So when your child is going to school and you give your child 100 CDs, you don't say, I've sown a seed of 100 CDs in my child's life. Do you get what I'm saying? Have you said that before? I've sowed a seed. You consider the giving to your child as giving to yourself. Or, I don't know, you don't. It's not giving, but actually you are giving. Yes. Now, the reason why you struggle to give to God and to the church is because you don't see it as your own. You see, when you see it as yours, it changes from something that is going away from you. Do you understand? To something that is very easy to do. It's not difficult to give to your children or to anybody that you see as a child. It may seem to an outsider that you've sowed a seed in your child's life, and you've paid school fees, 2,000. Wow. You reap. Would you ever say something like that? No. It's like to your child, so everything I have is for you. It doesn't even occur to you that you are sowing a seed. So people feel so detached from God and so separated from God's house that giving to God and to his work is like something far away that you feel you've given. Do you see? Something. And that limits you in what you're... Each time you give, it's like a loss or a painful or something difficult to do. So when you start to own God's work, God's house, that's why, you see, even as I've been encouraging people to build cathedrals, many people are contacting us and getting involved to build a cathedral. And you can see there's even a greater ability to give when they say, this is my church that I'm building. It seems to have even opened the gates. Do you see? Where people say, no, this is the one that I am building. It doesn't seem like giving. It seems like your life, that you are investing in your life. It's my project. You see? So, Perhaps, as the Lord has also told me, teach my people to build cathedrals. Do you see? I believe that it helps you to give. You don't even feel that. When you see, it's like it's an accomplishment, not a loss or not a seed. I've sown a seed in my child's life. I've sown a seed in my child's life. I've sown a seed in my child's life. And I'll reap. I'll reap. I'm expecting my harvest soon. It's true. And that is what, when your mind changes about the giving, it becomes easy to give. It's not difficult at all to give to your child. In fact, people struggle when they don't have children to give something to. They struggle. That's why the Bible says there is one and there's not another. Wow. And he has neither child, he has neither son, nor wife, nor brother. And yet there is no end to all his labor that he taketh under the sun. Yes. It's like, why is he working? Do you see? There is one and there's not another. And he's working. Yes. There's one alone. Amen. Neither child nor brother. Yet there is no end to all of his labor. You know, and neither is his eye satisfied. This person is somebody we are wondering about, like, what does he want? Do you see? Because his eye is not satisfied. And he says, neither does he speak to himself and say, for whom do I labor? Because once it's yours, you are laboring for yourself. Because you consider your child to be yourself. And for whom do I bereave my soul of good? This is also vanity. And it's a sore travail. So let us decide, amen, to become amazing givers by taking ownership. Amen. And when you do take ownership, you are going to find yourself giving endlessly. I've always seen the church as I've seen it as my church. I've seen it as my church. And when I say my church, I can tell you very easily that in my will, there is no church property that is in my will. I don't own any church. There's no church land that is in my name. And there's nothing that this church, I will this church to my child. There's nothing like that. Our church is a little bigger than that. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Nobody can inherit the church. It's more than something somebody can inherit. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. So but I see it as mine. So I love the church and I want to do everything for the church. Do you understand? So it's not giving to the church or doing something in the church. It's not, something I struggle. Giving is easy. And many people are like children to me. Giving anything to them is not like giving. It's like looking after your child. So it makes giving easy. Church giving, the crusade, it's like I'm in easy giving spots. Ramato sakabari nalaba bandaraba. Yes. So giving changes in its nature. And giving of money is the master key to gaining control. Now, you see, what I realize is people who don't give don't know that they don't give and don't accept that they don't give. That's the truth. You know, I've been giving and seeing different levels of giving and so on. I've realized that every single person has his appreciation of things and what must be given. Yeah. You rarely have the same opinion as somebody else. Even with your spouse. Long ago, I disconnected my giving from my spouse's giving. If she wants to give, she should give. If I want to give, I give. I don't give jointly. No. More than 40 years ago. I mean, we have been married for 40 years, but I'm even before. Oh, yes. Because as soon as I discuss with you, it may change. Because your feeling of what I should do will be different from my feeling of what I should do. You know, like if let's say I go and play golf and I'm going to pay the caddy, Do you see? What I may feel like giving may be different from what you feel. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Or if I have to pay somebody or give somebody something, what I may think of will be different from what you think of. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's different for a person sitting next to you. So one of the things people don't realize is that amongst us are people who are not givers. We are really not givers. Now, you have corned beef which has expired. Do you see? You have stored it until it's expired. So many things have expired in your house. Do you see? You are holding on to it as though it is for. Hold on tight. Hold on tight to the corned beef. How does it help us? But you may not know that you are, your arm is strong. Yes. And that you are not really giving. And you'll find out, but I want everybody to be sort of open your eyes and see how you are when it comes to giving. Yes. If somebody comes to preach, do you see? You'll be surprised. Everybody has a different opinion on what to do for the person. Yes. I've been to preach at places where they didn't value my appearance. They didn't care whether I came, whatever. And I've been to places where they really appreciate my coming. There are places I've been to preach where I say, wow, these people really appreciate. Not about the amount, but you can sense and feel. Oh, yes. You know, one day I went to preach somewhere. When I sat in the car, I said, I will not come to this church again. I said, I will never come here again. If they invite me, I won't come. You know, I don't really often have such thoughts. But that day I had the thought. And then, just after I had the thought and I closed the door, the pastor came to the door. And said, oh, thank you for coming. And I said to myself, it's not a genuine, I don't feel it's genuine. No, I really labored, I preached, I raised funds, I'd done everything. I regret raising the funds, I regret all those things. Not I regret, but like, I mean, I felt I shouldn't have bothered myself. Because I've taken my face to raise funds for your church, which doesn't have windows. I wanted to help you to get windows. Do you see? Then he brought an envelope. You know, but I had already said in my mind, I didn't even know what it was even in the envelope. But whatever is the envelope, I didn't feel appreciated. Yes. And then they've never invited me again. Because we have the same feeling. Yes. We have the same feeling. You know, love is like that. When you have a feeling, that person also has the same feeling. Yes. Yeah. People think that I like you and then I'm happy with you and then you are angry. No. How I'm feeling, that I'm not happy. You're also not happy. And when I'm happy, you're also happy. An eye for an eye. Yes. Burning for burning. Yes. A stripe for a stripe. Wound for wound. A breach for a breach. Yes. It's an eternal law. Yes. As you have made a breach here, there's a breach on this side as well. Yes. As there's a blemish over there as well. As you have caused burning on this side, it's burning on that side too. It's true. It's the same feeling. So as he was giving the envelope, the feeling that I was feeling, he was also feeling the same. That's why they have never invited me ever again. Wow. Never. Yes. Hand for hand. I told you to read Leviticus. I'm having my quiet time in Leviticus. When you read Leviticus, you see these principles there. Yes. Clear. Now, yeah, you see the verse, breach for breach. Yes. As he has called the blemish a man, so it shall be done to him again. Yeah. Same thing. It's an eternal law. Yes. It's the basis of justice. It's the basis of justice. It's the basis of judgment. Yes. And Jesus came with mercy. So it intervenes in this thing. But based on the fact that you've removed my tooth, yours must also be removed. And it will be removed. Unless there's mercy. Yes. That's why, you know, when one day I was talking to some married, young married couple, well, they were about to get married. I mean, a group, 20 people, 10 people. And I was talking to them. And I asked them, why do you think I'm telling you the things? They were staring at me. They were staring at me like birds who have expecting their mother to put something in their mouth. Ah. And I said, look, I am sharing these things with you so that you will make the other person happy. And I said, why? Because when you make the person happy, you'll also be happy. A breach for a breach. Happiness for happiness. Oh, yes. As you plant happiness, the happiness is also on your side. It's true. Yeah. Well, people don't realize that all these things are making you the one to reap it. Yeah. People don't realize it. Yeah. So, the laws of sowing and reaping in the book Tithing and Tithing. What is it called? Why tithing? Some non-tithing Christians become poor. And how tithing Christians can become rich. One of the most important books. I was in France one day and I woke up. The only thing I remember was the Holy Spirit said, write a book on tithing. And I said, Lord, is this the place to tell me this? But that was what he was telling me. Amazing. Now, the law says, number one, you must plant something. Law number one, you must plant something. Amen. Amen. If you don't plant anything, you get nothing. If you sow wind, you get wind. An eye for an eye. You sow an eye, you get an eye. Remove an eye, you remove an eye. Mercy. When you believe this law and certain things are happening, you will say, I've not sown that seed to reap this. Yes. I've not done what? Sown that seed to reap this. One day I was on the golf course with a friend of mine. And he swung, and the ball just went. You know, golf looks simple, like all things, like preaching and everything. So it's nothing. We go feed do. So anyway, he swung, and the ball didn't go very far. And the person who was standing there burst out laughing. He just burst out laughing, and then everybody started laughing. Then he played again. Then he said, have you not learned how to play golf? I mean, it was funny. So anyway, my friend didn't say anything. he took his clubs and we just walked away. But as we went, we went to the next hole. Then as we were coming back, he saw the man who was laughing at him. And suddenly, I mean, we're all in a row like this. He suddenly took off like a rocket to the other place. And he said, I'm going to sort out that man, the one who was laughing at me. Because I've not sown that seed to reap it. I've not sown such a seed. Like a seed of laughing at people, mocking people. I mean, I don't laugh at anybody. I've not sown such a seed. And I don't see how I can reap something like this in my life. I've not sown that seed to reap it. A hand for a hand. A tooth for a tooth. A burning for a burning. A breach for a breach. Laughter for laughter. Mocking for mocking. And he realized, and he was right. He said, I don't laugh at people. He said, we are all gentlemen on the course here. I've come to play. I didn't pay. You didn't pay for me. I pay for myself. I've come here as a normal person. I come here. I've not sown such a seed that everybody is laughing at me. No. I mean, he went across and he told the person, I've not sown this seed to reap it. I see no reason why you should laugh at me. Yes. Yes, I've paid. You've also paid. We are all gentlemen. So when you understand these laws, you start to say that, you know something, I've not sown such a seed. Yeah. When you are doing bad things, you are mocking, you are insulting, you are speaking against, you are undercutting, backbiting, blaspheming, cutting down, you should know. A wound for a wound. Burning for burning. Don't be surprised when you start burning. Because you've made somebody's life to burn. Yes. I've not sown that seed. And this was a spiritual man. A very spiritual man. And he knew that there's nobody, he cannot see in his life any aspect of his life. Where he has mocked somebody. He can't understand why he has sown such a seed. And sometimes it softens us in future when certain things are happening to us. We realize that, look, this is a seed that I've sown. It has come back. Yes, it's boomerang. Are you people not freezing here? Yeah, so correct it. Why do you freeze them out? Have they sown that seed to reap? You'll be sowing good seeds, and you'll be reaping good harvests in Jesus' name. So you must plant something is the first law. It's in chapter 17, 15. You must plant something. Number two, you must plant in good ground. Amen. Not everywhere is a good place. Not, look, people think, oh, I'm just going to sow my seed in this church. No, I don't sow seed everywhere. No. If you know, they are taking an offering, so then I must sow a seed. No. I mean, I don't carry money anyway. But apart from that, if I don't put money everywhere. Oh, yes. Look, in the natural, when you plant a seed on tiles, it doesn't benefit. There are places that are good grounds. When Reinhard Bonnke was alive, his ministry, and I'm sure it's still a good ministry, but when Bonnke was there, you know, I always often saw it as a good place to sow seed. And many people did. Many people saw it as a good place to sow seed. Yeah. He had a lot of support. He never had a church. He never, and they were raising $24 million every a year. The man who worked for him said, this is my job. I raised $24 million every year to make Monkey's Crusade come on. Yes, that was my work, he told me. And no church supported him. But he had people, supporters. A lot of Germans, a lot of Americans, a lot of people, they just give him money. Good ground. Yes. Not all places are good ground. That's one there. It's a reality. And I believe that this ministry is a good ground to sow in. Yes. I believe that it's a good ground. Yes. And as you sow, you are going to reap good things. Amen. Number three, you must plant large amounts of seed. Yes. Now, large amounts of seed. You know, seed work you always have to do a lot. I believe that if you give 40 offerings, flow today, tomorrow, first offering, second offering, maybe out of 40 offerings, maybe one of them may hit a spiritual river and turn into something. That's what I think. Yes. Because even in prayers, sometimes you pray and you feel that, you know, this prayer is really gone. How many sometimes feel that way? Like this one has really gone. There are times you finish praying, you wonder whether you are tired or hungry. There are different feelings. Do you see? Yes. Now, when you take sperms with a male and a female, when you start dealing with couples that cannot have children, you're going to find that the sperm count of less than 40 million per male, usually they will not get pregnant when you start working with it, experience. Although it only takes one, not million, 1 million. One. Yes. It's amazing. And it's almost as though other seeds push the other seeds to... I don't know whether the seeds behind and the seeds on the side say, not to the left, not to the right, straight on, because the seeds swim. They are swimmers. And, I mean, if you know how small a sperm is, I mean, in 1 mil, you have can have 40 million, and it's still not enough. I mean, if it's more than 40, it's likely to be pregnant, but less than 20 million, 30 million, it will be going, you'll be testing. It's not. Although with 1 million, you can be pregnant. It's not common. It seems that other former seeds push the main seed. I don't know whether the ones on the left, the ones on the right, the ones behind help the main champion, which was you, you who have come to the world, to arrive at the destination. Yes, you were helped. You were helped, and the person who helped you died on the way. It was a nice person, maybe even nicer than you, who died on the way. Yeah. So it's like several seed sowing opportunities are needed when it comes to sowing of seeds. Yes. I'm just trying to let you appreciate seed work. And this is the master key to giving. So you may have to give many things, many times, many things, many times. And one may be the one that will turn into something. Yes. And I don't know how. Don't ask me to explain things I can't explain. I don't think it's fair. You know, you don't ask somebody questions he can't answer. You get what I'm saying? Don't ask me to explain it. How can I explain it? How can I explain it? I can't explain it. I can tell you what it is. Number four, some of your seeds will be lost. Yes. A sower went out to sow, and some fell by the wayside. Now, I've appointed many pastors, bishops, reverends. Not all have turned out well. But I'm going to keep appointing more. Amen. Laying hands on more. Amen. Yeah. Because some fall by the wayside. And that's all the more reason why I have to keep on doing more. More and more and more and more. Yeah. Because as for a seed, people have invested in, people have loved, people have taken care of, people have preached to, laid hands on them, talked to them, counseled them. Plenty. Some will turn out to be something you never expected. Good, something good. Some will turn out something different. But what you'll do? You have to keep on, because that's the nature of seed work, is that some just fall by the wayside, but some and will make it. And the ones that make it is worth it. Yes. John Wesley's mother had, is it 15 children? 15. I think I'm at 15 or 18 children. All right? I think 15. Out of the 15, she had John Wesley. And she had Charles Wesley. That's it. What do you do? 15 children? 15 children. 15 children. One woman. No, because they didn't have contraception. So every year you are pregnant. Like marriage is to be pregnant every year. Yes. Every year. You are pregnant every year. In those days. You are pregnant every year. And many of the children die. You keep on sowing. And out of the many, you have John Wesley. You have John Wesley out of 15. Yeah. And one day there was a fire. And she ran out of the house and they left John inside. They left him upstairs. He was asleep. So they ran back into the fire and picked him out of the bed and ran. They were picking They were picking the main seed. And they ran out of it. Now, when John Wesley was about 52 years old, he got sick. And he thought he was going to die. So he said, when I die, write this on my grave. He said, I'm a brand plucked out of the fire. I was picked out of the fire. Yes. Yeah. So you never know which one is going to be something fantastic. Which person is going to turn out to be something amazing. When people become somewhere, I just look at them and I say to myself, oh, you are one of the bad seeds. But I know that the devil would like me not to trust anybody again. Yes. But I keep on trusting and laying hands on people to the very end. Amen. Are you there? Number five, some of your seeds will never develop. Yes. I don't know why. You can water it. You can give them books. Makane, Mantano, Poemano, Bosco, Yugalizo. And what? What's the audio books called? Speak the Words. You can give them Speak the Words. Oh. Shelley. It's like the sea, sand, salt. You can pour in. You can change the syllabus. You can change the lecturer. You can pour water, rain, river. Oh, surely there will be nothing. You'll never be called a dry and barren land. In Jesus' name. Are you there? Yes. So, this is a great blessing. And finally, you must plant the type of seed you expect. Amen. What do you expect? Money? Love? You want sow love, you get love. Sow patience, you get patience. Sow kindness, you get kindness. Sow money, you also get money. True. So when it's time to give money, you say, I'm sowing patience. And you're sowing what? Patience. When it's time to give money, you are sowing patience. You are sowing love. So today, you are rising up and you are becoming an amazing controller of the finances. Now, I don't know why some seeds don't grow. I had a pastor who had some chicks that he was feeding, a chicken farm. They ate and ate and ate and ate, but they were still small like this. Yes. I once went to a restaurant and they were serving a chicken. What is it called? The name of the small chicken. Chick. No, it was a chicken, but it was very small. The whole, you see that it's a whole chicken, but it's like a dwarf. Eh? Yes, like it's like developed, but it is very small. The whole chicken is there. Small like this. You know? I don't know what it's called, but it was a chicken. And you even feel bad to cut it. Yeah. It looked very small. It was very small, the whole chicken. It's some seeds don't develop. Yes. Your seeds will develop. Your seeds will develop. Your seeds will develop. But you see, all these truths are there. That is why you need to plant many seeds. Now, the Bible is the most blessed book in the world, not just because of its content, but because it is more printed than any book. If you look at the Gideon's Bibles, how many have received Gideon Bibles before? How many of you did not read it? You didn't read it. Before you were Christian, you never really read the Gideon's Bible, isn't it? But you see, the seed was there. And because it's plenty, somebody somewhere, starts to be blessed by that seed. So we see, that's why books, you have to print plenty. And they have to go a lot. That's what makes it effective. Because it will find one person. That's the nature of seed work. And that's the nature of our sowing of seed with finances. Giving and giving and giving and giving. And giving bigger things, more things, different types of things. And God himself will open the windows of heaven. Amen. May you first of all diagnose what type of person you are. Yes. And what level of giver you are. God is changing your ability to give in Jesus' name. If you give your house to be used for 10 years, it's like donating the house. Because the price of a house, if you want to know roughly the highest price of a house, is the cost of renting the house for 10 years. That's a rough way that valuers and so on use that. If you rent a house for 10 years, what you get for 10 years of rent is the value of the house. Wow. Yes. So if you get, 200,000 for 10 years rent, that's the value roughly of the house. So if you give your house to be used for 10 years, you have given a house. Yes. Virtually. Do you understand? Yeah. Let God touch your heart. Amen. There are so many things that would have been a blessing to you if you were to just be free. Yes. Instead of calculating so much. I remember a brother was going to Canada. God had blessed him with visa and everything. He had a television. He had a carpet. He rolled the carpet. He packed all his things. His fridge, his carpet, especially the carpet, the rolling of the carpet, and the television, everything he packed. Meanwhile, you are going for good. Yes. And I think the things stayed until they were spoiled, as he was wherever. What can you do? How does it help us? Look, it was your seed. You should have sowed it. Yes. One day a man was owing me some money. And I felt I should dash him. You see, but I didn't obey the spirit. So I pursued the man for what he owed me. Yeah, because I was doing something and he owed me. So I pursued him and pursued him. But the man was more clever than me. And the Holy Spirit was telling me, dash him. I said, no, this man cannot cheat me. I pursued him until one day something told me that, you see, you cannot get the money from this man. He's too wicked. And then in the end, he never paid. And up to today, he has not paid. And you see, I lost a chance to sow a seed. I tried to turn it into recovery of debt. But it was a seed. I said, oh, I bless you. And it would have been a seed for me. Many things are opportunities for seeds. But you want to make your last dollar, your last penny. Somebody has invited you to be on his board. How much are the board fees? Why? You see, there are opportunities. Oh, if I'm your board, it's a blessing. Yeah. You want to extract every tooth. Every what? Tooth. God gives opportunities for seeds to be sown. Yes. Maybe you have a house. You just say, oh, I want to give it to the ministry. I want to rent. By the time the tenant is leaving, the cost of renovation is more than the rent you have collected and even the future rent. It was your chance to sow a seed. Yes. There are many opportunities God gives for you to give. Yes. When I started in the ministry, one day my mother gave me, she gave me a whole office furniture. It was given to me. I have up till today. Very high quality. I brought all to the church office. So. Have I ever presented a bill to you for that? It was the first furniture in the church office. Yes. It was a good seed. But I never even thought of it as a seed. My sound system, Onkyo speakers. Do you know Onkyo? Yes. It was a loudspeaker for the church. I never thought of it as something. They are all chances to give. Something falls in your corner. Legal, medical, accounting, anything becomes a chance for you to sow a seed in the house of God. You are bringing a bill. You are bringing what? A bill. You didn't understand that God was presenting you with the chance to sow seeds. Seeds of blessing. You are a carpenter. This is your chance to nail the roof or nail the ceiling for the church. You see, they say, well, that's my job. You know, that's how I make a living. So this and that and that. You see them talking in a way. That's why there's no flow. That's why there's nothing beautiful. That's why there's no glory. Open your heart, my friend, and sow beautiful seeds as the Lord blesses you with it. Don't roll your carpet. And the television was the box type. So now we don't use that type of TV. Yes. You can't even sow it as a seed anymore. Yes. Nobody even wants it. Your chenchema car, you are forcing to hold on to that car. Sow a seed. Yes. As it is rotting in the house. Yes. It's rotting. You know, let us open our hearts and become the greatest giving church of all. I know it is the master key to gaining control of money. Amen. Money will come to you. Amen. Money will come to you. Amen. Money will come. Amen. Things will come. Amen. Things you cannot buy will come to you. Amen. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Every standing. Father, thank you for the blessing of your holy word today. Bless us. And anoint your whole church everywhere to be the greatest giving ministry ever, anywhere. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. If you are here tonight and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, lift up your right hand and say this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. Please write my name in the book of life. I love you, Jesus, and I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you gave your life to Christ, if you are feeling lonely, you need a friend, text or WhatsApp on the number on the screen. God is changing your life. An eye for an eye, a hand for a hand, a tooth for a tooth, a blessing for a blessing, a gift for a gift, burning for burning. Thank you, Lord, for your great blessing you have given in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Take out your greatest gift wherever you are. Everyone in every pandemic, wherever you are, in the house, watching, everywhere, it is well with your soul. The curse is passing through and you are exempted. You are exempted from the curse in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. You are saved from the curse. Take your offering out. Today's theme for today's offering was, what is today's theme for today's offering? It's a great blessing. Because my God is not a robber, but a rewarder, there shall be no more dry seasons in my business and my career. Every benefit of serving God shall start appearing in my life. Amen. Every what? Benefit of serving God. The benefits shall start appearing. They will appear in your life. Take out your gift. Want to give 1,000, 100. Open your bowels and consider the church as your child who is going to school. You will never say you have sown a seed. I sowed the seed in my child's life as she was going to school. I sowed the seed of 2 tins of milk and 3 tins of sardines. Have you heard it before? Never. Because it is your child. Make the church your own church. You will not struggle to give to the church again. Yeah. You will look at the church and say, thank God. This is a good ground to sow a seed. Amen. Your life will never be the same again. Father, thank you for your mighty, mighty blessings you give to us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As we receive our offering, we receive our song from Jarlin. Now, sow your good seed. It is a great blessing. You're going to chalak. The name, the word behind. Some of you are wondering which language. It's not Romanian. It is Hebrew. It means chalak. It means to push forward. Come mightily. Break out and go over. As you watch, it is happening to you practically. In Jesus' name. Amen. I must work whilst it is day.
The will of him that sent me to finish all the work, yeah, the work he gave me to accomplish. Do not say there are yet 4 months. Lift up your eyes, look at the fields all white. So I his disciples. My meat is to the will of him that sent me to finish all the work, yeah. The work he gave me to accomplish. Do not say there are yet 4 months. Lift up your eyes, look at the fields all white. So I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I'm the light of the world.
I'm the light of the world.
Forgotten why you're here. You were created for good works. You must think correctly, quickly. Time is running out. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Behold, I'm coming quickly. I'm carrying my reward with me to give to everybody according as his work shall be. Blessed are they that do the Father's will. They have the right to the tree of life. So I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I'm the light of the world. Light of the world.
I'm the light of the world.
I'm the light. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in. I'm the light of the world, light of the world. I must work while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in, I'm the light of the world. That's what Jesus said. I must work the works of him that sent me. The night is coming when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. I'm the light of the world. While it is day. wants to come after me, I will receive him in peace to my rest. Only he should know that any man who holds the plow and looks back isn't fit for my kingdom. Living for Jesus isn't easy, but he has promised to sustain you. Yeah, don't be afraid, for he is faithful.
Ooh. Take up your cross, follow me. Deny yourself, follow me. Take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple.
Shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Oh, for it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom. Oh, they that heard it said, then can be saved? But with God all things are possible. Oh, then Peter said, we have left all and followed thee. What will we get for following you? Be my disciple. Verily, I say unto you, there is no man that hath left houses or parents or brethren or wife for the kingdom. He shall receive 100-fold. Shall receive houses and parents, sisters and brothers and children too, with lands and with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. If you wanna be my disciple, oh. Thank you.
is the time to give your best to the Lord. Now is the time to go all out. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Ooh, this is the best chance you will ever have. Pay attention to the call of God. Give yourself and give up everything. Not holding back, not staying away. Oh, be my disciple, follow me, deny yourself, follow me, take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple. Oh yeah, follow me, deny yourself, follow me, take up your cross if you wanna be my disciple.
Take up your cross, follow me. Take up your cross
if you wanna be my disciple.
I still like you,
though we're not together. My love for you is so strong. My love is as strong as death. I spend my days wishing, I spend my nights hoping that I will see you somehow and bump into you by accident. And then you'd be forced to talk to me, and I would have a chance to talk to you. We would start loving again, just like the good old times. I tell you, I still like you. I can't help it. Whoa, I still want you. Even though there's been a problem, I still like you. Though we're not together, my love for you was so strong. My love is as strong as that. I tell you I do. I thought I wouldn't like you anymore after what you did to me. So unfaithful to me. I now understand what the Bible says. The way of the man with the maiden, it's a mystery to me. Oh yeah, yes, it's such a mystery. But I tell you I still like you. I can't help it. I still want you. Even though there's been a problem. Whoa, I still like you. Though we're not together, my love for you is so strong. My love is the strongest thing. I want to hold you tight again. I want things to be what they were before. Oh, how I still like you. I cannot let you fly away. Oh, God, is this your will for me? Or should I just let him go? Oh, I still like you. I can't help it. No. Even though there's been a problem, I still like you. Though we're not together, my love for you is so strong. My love is as strong as that. Oh my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh my Lord,
to be together in spite of the pain. Yeah, yeah. God has given me the grace to like you again. Yeah, yeah. God has given me the grace to like you again. Yeah, yeah. And to be your friend just one more time. Let's do it. Let's just keep doing.
Even though there's been a problem, whoa, I still like you. Though we're not together,
my love for you is so strong.
My love is the strongest
there.
Oh, my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh, my Lord, please help me. Help me, oh Lord.
Oh, my Lord,
help me, oh Lord. Oh, my Lord, please help me, oh Lord. I still like you. I can't help it. No, 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 I still want you. Even though there's been a problem. Oh, my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh, my Lord, please help me. Help me, oh Lord. Help me, oh Lord. Lead me.
Oh, my Lord,
please help me, oh Lord. I still like you. I can't help it. I still want you. Even though there's been a problem. No, 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 I still want you. Even though there's been a problem. Oh, my Lord, help me, oh Lord. Oh, my Lord, please help me, oh Lord.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.